Welcome back to the program. We are guest-free for the remaining 30 minutes, so you're more than welcome to call in. Bellman Automotive phone line at 855-282-8255. Or we can try to find your text on the text line at 855-282-8255. They are doing a TMA live at the Hot Shots in Bridgeton, so usually that's when the TMA army takes over the text machine, so you're more than welcome to text in. I'm just not going to guarantee you that I can find it throughout the text coming in for their program. So get involved. 855-282-8255. On the TV right now, we have in the studio, we have the TV on ESPN, and they are showing the 30 for 30 of Mike and the Mad Dog. They are essentially the first ever sports talk show in the nation. They kind of spawned what you and I are doing here, Giamatti, and what, you know, every single major metropolitan area has a sports talk show or a sports talk station. They were the first.
Were they the first to do it a certain way or just in general first?
Sit down and talk sports. Like they had a sports show. Like you may have like a news program and you're going to have a sports guy. Like news radio and TV, they weren't that dissimilar. You had, you know, like the regular news guy. Then you maybe had traffic. Then you had weather. Then you had the guy who would come on and read the sports scores. You keep in mind, this is all before the internet.
Mm-hmm.
So they were the first ones to actually sit down and do a sports show, and wildly successful too. Wildly successful, and then the format just kind of like caught fire, and now, like I said, we're here. There's other stations,
oh, it's huge.
Other stations in town. I mean, right now, that's got to be probably the biggest talk format. It's got to be sports on radio. Yeah.
Sports or politics, I'd say.
I would even more so than politics too.
I'd say probably sports, entertainment, politics.
Yeah, probably.
But then again, entertainment also goes into music, like 107.7, like in their morning show, they'll talk entertainment, but then they'll throw to...
And I mean, like every once in a while, we'll talk...
Kesha or something.
We'll talk entertainment here. I mean, hell, we have Kevin Bracken on to talk movies.
Yeah, exactly.
So I have my DVR set to watch this whenever I get home, and that's probably the first thing I'm going to do when I get home is watch this 30 for 30, because you can never really go wrong with the 30 for 30. They're almost all always good.
Oh, yeah.
And then about this one, I think is going to be extremely interesting. Now, like, I don't find Mike Francesa and Chris Russo, I don't find them that pleasant to listen to, but you got to respect what they've done.
Just old, kind of old school, or?
Yeah, just old school, and, you know, Mike Francesa, he's a bit of a curmudgeon.
Not shock jock radio.
Not really, but I mean, like, Mike Francesa is one of those guys where, you know, everything sucks, everything's awful, you got to see the negative.
Angry guy,
which... I find exhausting.
Yeah.
I mean, I never really want... I know I'll get like that every once in a while, but I didn't want... I never wanted to be that guy all the time because we're talking about sports here.
At some point, something's got to be good.
Well, what I'm saying is that we're talking about sports. We're not talking about life and death. We are in the GD toy department of life.
Yes.
You know, the outcome of a game really isn't going to have that much of an effect on someone's life, like whether or not they live or die. Now, we're talking about soccer, like in South America, then, you know, a little bit different. They roll that ball out and people die.
You might be a referee, too.
Either stadiums collapse or people get shot.
Yeah.
For some reason, they roll that ball out in South America, people get killed.
Yeah.
But for the most part, sports really aren't a matter of life and death. So, really looking forward to this 30 for 30. Go ahead.
That looked like an interesting one. I know the one, I'll probably get flack for this, but the one I really want to see, I believe it's like a 4 or 5-parter of the OJ one.
OJ one is fantastic.
Is it Made in America or is that something completely different?
OJ Made in America,
All right,
yes.
I'm going to have to check that out because I think part 3 was on last night and I didn't see it, but I did because I didn't want to watch that without watching part 1 and 2.
Yeah, you would really need to see all of it in succession.
Chronological order.
Yeah. And it's well worth it, even though everybody already knows the outcome.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody knows it, but there's going to be a lot of the backstory that maybe you don't know, and it's more than just, you know, hey, here's O.J. Simpson, here's a trial. A lot of it was kind of like, you know, race relations in the United States starting
in... Because the Rodney King thing just happened right
before
that.
Okay, but I'm talking even back before that.
Oh, all right.
Talking about, like, in the 60s when O.J., you know, was one of... You would think, it, like, the USC campus of being a very liberal campus, it wasn't back in the 60s. Like, yeah. O.J. was pretty much the only black guy on campus. And everybody knew who he was because he stuck out because he was African-American and he was a football player. He was a big dude. So it goes through racism in Los Angeles, how that reflect on the United States as a whole. And then, you know, how OJ, he was, obviously OJ was black, but was not viewed as someone who was black.
I remember in the FX series, he said, "I'm not black, I'm OJ."
Yeah.
He would say, I'm sure they quoted that from him saying that in real life.
It was, yeah. The FX,
something along that
the way. FX series was just a bleep show. That's the reason why I loved it. Because it was just a total bleep show.
Yeah.
And the thing I loved the most about it was how they you know, was taking jabs at the Kardashians.
Oh, yeah.
To me, that was
subtle, loved it.
I mean, some subtle and some not so subtle.
That's true.
I mean, the thing that was really funny is whenever you have Rob Kardashian up there giving the press conference, and he is spelling his last name, and everybody's like, "I'm sorry, what is your last name again?" Yeah. Like,
no one had any idea who he was.
There was a time when people had no idea what the Kardashian last name was, and he's trying to spell it. And the other good time was whenever he was lecturing his kids about how being famous doesn't mean anything. Fame is very fleeting; it could go away any time. And I was like, "You only knew, dude."
So
you only knew.
Is it conspiracy that Khloe is OJ's daughter, or is that fact?
That's conspiracy. Right. Yeah, there's a big conspiracy about that. I'll be honest with you, I have zero interest in that.
Yeah, me either.
So, I don't care.
So for the Made in America, do they go all the way to the murder trial, then end it, or do they go even past till where he gets tried
way,
and
all
actually
the way up? Yeah, all the way up guilty. To the most recent trial. What was that? Back 10 years ago, almost 10 years ago. So up until his most recent one, where he was sentenced to jail in
she
Las
threw
Vegas.
The book at him hard.
She did. Yeah, and the funny thing about it is that, okay, you knew OJ was going to be in trouble when he had a judge that was a woman.
Yeah.
That's going to be big trouble for OJ right there.
White woman,
too. That, too. Number two is the OJ's attorney was, you know, basically begging for the mercy of the court, and she's kind of sat there and went, uh-huh, 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 and she's like, okay.
She knew the verdict before.
She knew,
you can talk all you want. Like,
she was like, okay, well, I've heard your side, and then she grabbed, like, one of those big styrofoam cups of soda that you get at the gas station, I kid you not, and takes just, like, this big old drink of soda, and I'm just like, this is too funny. I mean, I feel bad for OJ because he's going to get, you said, Giamatti, he's going to get the book thrown at him, but just the image of her taking that big old slurp out of the soda, pretty funny.
I watched it. It's on YouTube. It's all over there.
It is. Yeah. Actually, the funny thing is that I was going to take the LSAT the following day when OJ got sentenced.
The what is it?
The LSAT, the law school admittance test.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Right, nice. I was thinking about going to law school, and I was watching that. I was, you know, reading through the LSAT book, trying to prepare for the exam, and I'm watching OJ being sentenced at the same time. It just seemed kind of fitting for some reason. But I also want to talk about a tweet that you had sent out about Blockbuster and why the 90s rule. Do you really miss Blockbuster that much?
Oh, my God, yeah.
Why do you miss Blockbuster that much?
Blockbuster in and of itself sucked because there's late fees that were ridiculous, and all the movies you ever wanted were always gone. And if there was one that you didn't want, or if the one that you wanted wasn't there, then you've seen all the other ones, because that's just how it was. But no, it was just fun going there with your friends, and you'd always meet up there, and you'd always see, like, some other friends up there, which I always thought was fun, and then you'd go hang out with them, and it's more nostalgic than it is the actual store itself. The store itself sucked. With the late fee, you know what I mean? Yeah, like, you didn't rewind it, it's a whole thing, but yeah, I enjoyed it.
Well, the thing is, though, I mean, like, Netflix, though, was so convenient.
Yeah, Netflix is great, and Hulu is great, too, as well. But I don't have Hulu, but I just have Netflix. And apparently Amazon Prime, you can also rent. You can rent movies on there? Or how does that work?
I'm not familiar with it because here I've kind of like drew a line.
Netflix. All I need is Netflix.
I have Netflix too. I don't have Hulu. I don't have Amazon Prime. Because I'm kind of like, look, I understand that it's only $10 or whatever it is a month.
Yeah, but...
But, okay, I've already got Spotify Unlimited.
Just get cable at that point.
Like. I mean, I've already got Spotify Unlimited. I've already got... iTunes, I've already got all these other different streaming services that are only $10 are all adding up to close to like $50 a month. I'm like, look, I'm not paying for another one. I'm not home enough to watch TV the way it is. I'm not going to buy Hulu. Get a Hulu service.
Hulu, I think, is more based towards TV shows, I believe.
And the only reason why I would get Hulu is because I know they have the past seasons of Fargo on there, and I would like to rewatch those. Because Fargo, I think, is the best show on TV.
I've never seen Fargo. I have the movie recorded on my TV. Does that have anything to do with the TV show at all?
It kind of does and doesn't. It's real loose.
The movie's kind of dark, isn't it? It's not a comedy, is it?
it's a dark comedy. There's going to be some times where you're going to be laughing. You're like, I shouldn't be laughing at this,
kind of like
but
Pulp
I'm
Fiction or something like that.
Yeah, a little like Pulp Fiction. I mean, the one of the best dark comedies I've ever seen is World's Greatest Dad.
I haven't seen that.
It's got Robin Williams in it, and he plays this divorced father, and he's got this kid who's a high school age kid, and the kid is awful. You hate this kid. Like, hate this kid. And he inadvertently hangs himself while... okay, just look at what Michael Hutchence did. How Michael Hutchence died, that's how this kid died. Total accidental.
An excess guy?
Yes.
All right.
Okay, you know what I'm talking about?
I didn't, but you said accidental hanging in excess instantly pops into my mind.
Okay, so you know yeah. how he died. So his kid dies the same way. And Robin Williams, he's his high school English teacher, and he is a failed writer. So what he's doing is that he is passing off his own writing as his dead son's. And now because he's committed suicide, like, keep in mind, this kid is awful. You do not like this kid at all.
The kid who accidentally kills himself.
You're really not that sorry that he's gone. As bad as it is to say, you're really not that sorry that he's gone. So Robin Williams is passing off his writing as his deceased son's. And now he's getting all this publicity and all this love. It's called World's Greatest Dad, directed by Bobcat Goldthwait. A very, very dark comedy, but very, very good.
Huh. What would you put in your top three Robin Williams movies?
I would say, I mean, like, I don't like Robin Williams, the comedian.
No, I don't like him at all.
I like him more seriously, too. If I have to do top three Robin Williams movies, I'd probably say Insomnia's number one, 1 Hour Photo's number two, and World's Greatest Dad is three. I like him better when he's serious.
I'd put Good Will Hunting as one. You're not a fan of Good Will Hunting, are you?
I think it's okay. I just think it's overrated. Yeah, I don't think it's great. I just think it's just okay.
Trying to think. Yeah, because I saw, what's the one? Is it Robin Williams' one, Good Morning Vietnam?
Yes.
Yeah, I didn't think that was funny at all. I thought that was terrible.
I don't think it was supposed to be funny. I think it was supposed to be more serious than
it
anything
was?
Else.
Really?
Yeah, I think it was supposed to be. Now, keep in mind, I haven't seen this movie since I was a kid.
Yeah.
So I could be completely off base about it. Like, Robin Williams, extraordinarily talented guy when it came to voiceovers, amazing.
Oh, yeah.
But when he was trying to be funny, I just felt like it was way too forced.
It was too forced, and it was really old school. Not in the sense of, like, Chris Farley old school, even though Chris Farley isn't really that old school. It was kind of like when he did Good Morning Vietnam, it was just a bunch of, like, weird impressions and, like, because he was supposed to be a radio guy, and it's like, break out the room, but like, weird stuff.
You're like, none of this makes sense. No, stop it. You're giving me a headache.
He's just rambling. It went too far.
Let's take a commercial break, and then coming up next, the final segment of the night. You're listening to That 590 Show right here on 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM and InsideSTL.com.